sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? I believe today is day 39 of quarantine.
Oh, yeah?
I think
keeping
it is.
Track?
I'm not keeping track of anything. I just thought of it. We have 2 hours to fill, and I'm like, let me fill it real quick. Okay.
Who's the official tracker of the quarantine days? Like, when did it officially begin?
Well, it's not official. I guess every person will have a different amount of days.
Okay.
You know, I remember we went to Disney World on a Saturday.
Okay.
We were going to go back on Sunday. The quarantine stuff was supposed to happen on Monday, and I think we started it on Sunday. I guess I shouldn't have started with that.
Because usually I do countdowns to UFC events, such as 249, which is no more.
Well, that's not true.
249 is still going to occur?
Of course it's still going to occur.
Well, it's postponed.
Right,
but
it's postponed.
But we thought it was going to happen on the 18th.
All right, hold on a second. Put brakes on. for the next 42 and a half seconds.
Okay.
Shut up.
God.
I started the program incorrectly.
Okay.
And I apologize. Okay?
Okay.
People are dying right and left. You know, we don't know everybody. We do know some people. I was shocked. Wasn't my closest friend in the world, but I knew Master Meridad pretty well.
Yes.
And I saw you put a post up. I didn't even hear. I didn't know what happened. Was it through the virus?
I haven't heard why. I haven't been told a why. I just know he passed, so... his student, Eric, came by here and informed my staff to tell me the tragic news. And then I went on Instagram and verified that it is true.
You know, we had some dealings back and forth. You know, he had some events that I was involved in. He wanted me to sponsor. They wanted me to sponsor them. They wanted them to sponsor me.
He was just here. He was just at the restaurant.
Really?
Like right before this. I think you spoke to him on the phone, didn't you?
No.
No? Okay. Because you remember the girl, the was she a Croatian? The fighter, the girl that comes in here, the professional fighter, she and Master Mirdad were here at the same time, and they talked about doing an event and her helping him promote the next one. And then I know she was talking to you about maybe being a co-host of this show, with a female perspective of MMA fighters.
Well, no, it wasn't a female perspective. It was just to replace you.
Oh.
It has nothing to do with male or female.
But there's so many of those already lined up to take my spot.
Yeah, well, the opportunities are still there. So, we're going to try to goof off and have a good time like we normally do. But our thoughts and prayers are with, Master Meridad's family.
Absolutely.
His students, his people that knew him. He was a really good dude.
Great dude.
You know, I mean, he truly, truly was. So, also, Hank Steinbrenner passed away as well.
Oh, man.
You know,
really?
Young, I think 62, 63. I don't think it had anything to do with the virus.
Right.
But whether you're on the right, left, or down the middle, they'll make it about it. You know, I'm reading some of this stuff, and I try to stay away from all this political stuff. I laugh about it. And if I get involved, I tend to open my big trap.
You do.
And like I did yesterday at Publix.
Oh, no.
And we'll get to that.
Oh, no.
No, we'll get to it.
We're shopping the pleasure? What did you do?
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But, the little bit that I've read is so-and-so passed away, didn't test positive, passed away, and then they said this person might have had it, so that's another number towards the death of the virus.
Oh, right.
What?
Right. Right. Yeah, I've seen that occur.
If the virus didn't, I want to stay away.
Yeah, that's way too political for this show.
Here's what happened at Publix. Explain to me, you, tool bag Matthew McClellan.
Okay.
Joe behind the counter. Joe Marquardt, who I know is listening. Eric in Denver.
Shane
Grossman in wherever, Ohio.
Finley?
Yeah.
Finley? I don't know. I think he's the mayor there now.
You know, or anybody that's listening.
Yes.
Somebody explain this to me.
Okay.
I understand half of what I'm about to say to you.
Got it.
I don't understand the whole circle.
Of course.
I understand people going out and having face masks.
Okay.
I don't understand you wearing it improperly. you know, they wear it over their mouth. They don't cover their nose.
Right.
This just in, both need to be covered.
Well.
Not well.
Yeah. I mean, I could take either side.
I can't.
Well, the whole point is to, like, prevent the droplets when you speak, when you talk, like the saliva that comes out of your face. So it's protecting your saliva from the people.
True. The mask really is to protect other people, not to protect you.
Correct. Now, covering your nose, if it's airborne, you would inhale it because you're breathing through your nose, but not many people would breathe through their nose.
Okay. 99.999% of human beings don't give a rat's ass if they give it to you. They only care about them not getting it.
Look, in championships round in the UFC, when they start breathing through their mouth, you know they're gassed.
Right. You know? All right, so long story short, because we're going to need to hit this break here in a couple minutes. So I'm at Publix. People's hands are covered. People's mouths are covered. You know, they look like ninjas. They're so worried about everything, right? Right. But nobody seems to want to stick by the six-foot thing. Because there's tape, even though it's not 6 foot, it's probably 4.5. People refuse to stand behind it. And now Publix, which I think is a decent idea, you know, in the times that we're in, they have arrows on the floor.
Right.
They're trying to make all traffic go one way.
Sure.
For the same reason. Yet people refuse to use it. So they're covered. They're concerned, but they're not that concerned.
Right. Well, I have a solution for all that.
Well, I had a solution, too.
Okay.
I walk right down the middle of the aisle.
You can't do that.
Why can't I?
Because you're violating the six-foot rule.
The six-foot rule has nothing to do with me walking down the middle of the aisle.
No one will be able to pass you.
Well, nobody should pass me anywhere.
Going any direction.
I don't let it. Well, first of all, the other direction, you're not passing me. You're not.
Well, it's only if people like are obeying by the rules. And we know human nature.
So I said,
we don't like the rules.
I said to this older lady, very older lady, it's one way. Oh, I just thought you couldn't see well. That's what she said to me.
No, but I think you know, do it like supermarket sweeps, right? Like the TV show. You let one person in at a time, and they go through the obstacle course, and then you know, send another one when they get the next row. And it's just one in, and you have the whole store to yourself, and you check out.
That was the old supermarket sweeps.
Yeah.
I used to watch that. I think the host of that went to Northeast High School here in St. Pete.
Really?
Yeah. This was like in the 80s, the 90s. It was an old show. And every time, you know, you watch, what's the guy's name?
Guy Fieri. Yeah.
Who resembles your boy.
It's
totally different. Back supermarket sweeps was cool.
Yeah, that was the show.
Maybe on, what's this thing called?
Oh, Stream TV.
You know, maybe on Stream TV we can get... go back in time and watch a little supermarket sweeps. All right. So before we hit the break, let me tell you who's on the schedule today.
Yes.
It has been, it's kind of like from the movie Gladiator, you know, where they bring the gladiator out of retirement.
Okay.
Because Gladiator is now killing people and they needed to try to, and he was the guy with the lion, you know, out of retirement. Returning to the program in a long, long time, number 32 in the program, number one in your heart, Michael Pittman. So I'm looking forward to,
your boy.
You know, having him. Yeah, we just saw each other out in, where the hell were we?
What do you think of Denver? Pitt? Do you think of him as the football great?
It was Phoenix.
Do you think of him as the football great, or do you think of him as the softball star on your softball team?
Oh, he's a much bigger softball star.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a softball star. He was the real deal. It was so funny. He got a two-hopper to third. I remember it vividly. We were playing at Eddie Seymour, and I think I was on deck. I think he led off and I batted second because I would go to right and he would score no matter where he was. So he hit a two-hopper to third. The third baseman nonchalantly, real cocky, went up and threw to first base and realized Pitt was on second. He just didn't stop. He just back when he was playing, when he didn't want anybody to know he was playing, yet he wore a Michael Pittman jersey, he tagged on a pop fly to the shortstop and scored from third. From third.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Michael Pittman will be on. Oh, you know who I forgot to put on the list?
What?
I forgot. I'm going to need to send the mothership an update. I forgot to put Brad Penny in the list because Brad's on today. Yeah, Brad Penny's coming on today.
All right.
Baseball, you know, great. Also an MMA, huge fan, thanks to somebody that's sitting in this building.
Yeah.
And got involved with Donald Cerrone, was his matchmaker a little bit. So I did forget to put him in, so I'm going to have to take care of that. Dave Feldman for the quarter past the hour, BKFC. They have some things going on tonight, I believe, where we'll talk to Dave about it. And then the return of Jimmy Denning, Tenors of Rock.
Your boy.
He also had the virus, was very, very sick. And something happened the other day at a drugstore. Again, just morons. No. There's just morons in this world. So we're going to talk to Jimmy as well. I'm going to step back and punt and figure out a time for Brad Penny. But we'll have Pitt on. Michael Pittman, 32, Super Bowl champ, the whole nine yards, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, everybody, we are back. We're trying to have a good time. A lot of doom and gloom out on 4th Street, 62nd Avenue, and all over the place. So I'm going to get perked up. I don't know about you.
Get it. Let's get it.
I'm going to get a little perked up. We're going to go back out to Phoenix, Arizona area.
Phoenix.
I don't know the exact area, but the former host or co-host or partner or whatever words we're using. Michael Pittman on the line with us right now. Big Pitt, how are you?
Hey, what's up, Randy? How you doing, man?
All right, we're going to have a good time here in a minute. First and foremost, Matt and I and all of my listeners, our thoughts are with you and your family. You know, we all saw and heard, and you know, we're thinking about you with the situation that's going on in the world right now.
Right, I really appreciate that, Randy. Thanks, man. It means a lot. Thank you.
Now we'll move on, and well, we're thinking of your uncle. We're now going to have a pretty good time.
Yeah,
I need to ask.
Yeah.
I need to ask a question right out of the blocks.
Right.
What is going on with you and TikTok?
Man, honestly, I'm just trying to make it, you know, just like everybody is. You know, this time, you know, in the world, it's pretty stressful. You know what I'm saying? You're locked in your house. Matter of fact, I lost two family members. I didn't post about my other one. I lost an uncle. And I lost a second cousin, both on my dad's side. My dad lost his first cousin. So, really, the TikTok thing, man, honestly, trying to create, you know, people to laugh and get myself to laugh is, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's getting me through. It's just a rough time right now, but hopefully this stuff passes and, you know, we could get on with our lives just like it used to be, you know, before this virus took over the world.
Well, a lot of people think that you're doing this, it's out of your realm, it's out of your comfort zone, and you're just trying to have a good time and entertain us. I know better, because this is you. and I'm not sure which one I like better. Which one do you like better that you've done so far?
I don't know. And like, hey, Ryan, you know me, we go way back to, you know, 2002. So I think out of anybody, you know, in the media, you know, and, you know me best. Matter of fact, you know, using the media, but we became really close friends. You know my personality, but the video I probably like the most maybe is the one that I just recently did when I was trying to be Pinky from the movie Friday, and my son Jed is sitting in the chair, and his reaction to the video was really funny. So that's why it made me like the video the most, man. But, you know, like I said, it's fun. It's something to do, and it's just me trying to entertain myself and, you know, the people on social media, just trying to help them get through, because everything you see on television and around Facebook is, you know, it's death, you know, it's frustration, you know, people going through the struggle right now, and, you know, I'm just trying to bring, you know, some type of vitamin to somebody today, you know, make them laugh, you know, it's just to help, and I feel like I'm doing that from the reactions I'm getting from people on my social media.
Yeah, they have been outstanding. Matt, do you do TikTok at all? Are you familiar with it?
No, I need to. I got kids. You know, I should be on there, but I'm just not.
The Pitt has done a bunch of really good ones. The one where he tries to return his son without a receipt is hilarious.
Thanks, man. And my kids, they downloaded that app from me probably about maybe 2 weeks ago now. I wasn't on TikTok before. My daughter, my youngest daughter, she's like a TikTok, I guess, celebrity, if you want to say. You know, she has over 300,000 followers. And she's like, hey, Dad, you should do a TikTok. I was like, I don't do TikTok. I'm 44. She goes, well, you might like it. You know, this is right up your alley with your personality. So I downloaded it and started doing voiceovers. And, you know, it is kind of fun. I'm not trying to have a following like 300-some-odd thousand. I'm not into it like that. But it just helps me get by right now, and I'll probably do a couple more videos and probably shut it down.
No, we're not going to allow you to shut it down. Now, you don't need to get 300 followers, but the however many
300,000, 300,000, yeah, not 300,000.
Well, I'm saying you may not get 300,000, even though you could, but you need to keep entertaining the followers that you have, because they are phenomenal. There is no doubt.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Give me your thoughts on one of your former teams, won a Super Bowl with them here in Tampa Bay. Obviously, the big NFL news, if there ever is football again, the greatest quarterback of all time now wears pewter and whatever the other color is, white.
Well, honestly, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about it. You know, obviously, Tampa is, you know, like my home. The fans out there was always awesome and, you know, very nice and supportive of myself and my family. And, you know, it being kind of a struggle, you know, watching them throughout the years not make the playoffs year in and year out. And them going out and getting, you know, a quarterback like Tom Brady, you know, probably the greatest quarterback of all time. Even though, you know, he's in his early 40s and he might maybe have a couple of years left in him, it's still a very exciting time. You know, it shows, you know, us former players that, you know, this organization, you know, they really want to win, you know, because that's all Tom Brady brings to the table. He's a winner. He's a winner on the field and off the field. He's somebody that, you know, this young team can look up to. They already got great receivers out there in Tampa. And when then you plug in a guy like Tom Brady, you know, he give you that edge. And if I was still around, maybe in free agency and playing at this time, I'll probably even try to chime in and like, hey, you know, I'd love to play with Tom Brady, you know, if you guys are willing to give me, a tryout or offer to play with the guy. I mean, he's a winner. He's a winner. And all only thing I want to really see is, you know, my former team win. And like I said, being a former player, it's frustrating. It's frustrating because I just want to see, you know, Tampa Bay, you know, succeed again. But I think the last time, you know, they was even in the playoffs was when I was playing. And I was right. In 2007, I believe. And that's a long time. That's a long drought. And the Tampa fans, you know, they deserve better. Some of the best fans, like I said, in the world. And I'm happy. I love it. And it's no knock on Jameis Winston, because I thought Jameis, you know, he was a tremendous athlete. But at the same time, you know, he didn't make the best decisions on the field with the ball. And it'd be great if he came back and learned from a guy like Brady. And maybe that could help Jameis even be a better quarterback in the future.
You know, one of the things, and you can talk about this, you know, better than probably most, you know, fans don't get it. Fans, you know, they like a team and then they get attached to, and we've always joked what NFL stands for, not for long. They're always right. Trying to replace. They're always trying to normally get younger. They're normally trying to spend, you know, less money. But it doesn't matter how good you are. If somebody better comes along, they're going to go after them. I mean, it happens on a regular basis, and a lot of fans don't quite understand that.
Yeah, that's the way that it is, especially when you've been an organization, you know, struggling, you know, for a long time like Tampa has. Like I said, it's been since 2007, Randy, that they even went to the playoffs. And, you know, I feel like I've been retired forever. and that's like why. And you go out and try to get the best players you possibly can to turn around like your organization, the franchise, or, you know, even motivate the young players you have on your football team. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I feel like they went out and got a guy like Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady is obviously the GOAT. I mean, he really is. He's the greatest quarterback of all time, and his resume will show that. And the buzz that he is creating for Tampa and all the fans and organization, I mean, it's real, because a guy like Tom Brady on your team, he could be the difference. Even though I believe he's going to be 43 this year, I still feel like he's playing at a higher level. And I would take a 43-year-old Tom Brady over a young Jameis Winston right now because of the resume. Sure. You know what I'm saying? And it's no knock. I keep talking about Jameis because Jameis was the last quarterback. And I do like him. I never, ever was one of those types of people that bash guys when they're going through the struggle. If anything, I try to, like, you know, give some constructive criticism and ways that this guy could probably get better. And I hope they do re-sign Jameis, because right now I see that he's still a free agent. But he needs to learn from somebody who done it at a high level for a very long time. And that's what Brady has done. I think Brady's been in the league over 20 years, and he's done it at a high level. I mean, he proved it year in and year out. And this is what this young franchise needs. You know, they need a guy like Brady, you know, to come in and try to give this franchise a spark, man. Even if he plays for 1 or 2 years, you know, it sets the tone how we should carry ourselves as an organization once he leaves. You know, it creates a different standard. Like when I was there, you know, we had leaders like John Lynch. We had Derek Brooks, you know, Warren Sapp, Simeon Rice. You know, our team was carried by our defense. You know what I'm saying? And everybody else, we fell in line. And that's who we depended on. We had great coaches, Coach Gruden, you know, Monty Kiffin. We had Attitude, Ron Marinelli, you know, Coach Versace. Man, all those guys, you know, we would go win the game, and we had attitude about ourselves, and really it started with our defense. And I just really believe now with Brady coming in, he's just going to bring a different attitude to the team, and hopefully it works out.
You know, one of the things that I do like where you said about the spark, not only is the spark of Tom Brady for the fans and, you know, everybody's going crazy and they're driving by Jeter's house and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I've talked to players and I won't say what players, and I said something to a player and I said, so tell me, give me your thoughts on playing in front of a full sold out stadium. And this player said, that's nice, but I don't care about that. I care about the night games. So, you know, the other players are starting to think also what Tom Brady can do. Yes, it's going to fill the stadiums, but they're going to probably have five night games, where in years past, if they would be lucky to have one. Talk about that as a player, you know, just, you know, being energized, you know, yourself as a player, not just the fans being energized.
Well, it is awesome. I mean, I'll be energized by sold-out crowds and night games. When you come out of that tunnel, you know, and the game's about to start, look up, you know, and the stands are filled, and atmosphere is, like, electric. You know, you have the smoke coming out, you know, from another tunnel, the music playing and blaring, and then you have, like, you know, a sold-out crowd. And that plays a lot into, like, the home team's, you know, like, psyche, man. I mean, it gets you motivated. It gets you pumped up. The adrenaline starts flowing. And necessarily, you know, you don't win every single game when the games are sold out, obviously. That's not the way it works all the time. But at the same time, it do. You know, you want to put on a show for your hometown fans who pay great money to come watch you guys play. And it's just so motivating. And then also the primetime games, like you said, the night games, like, that is great. Knowing that you're about to play on Sunday night or Monday night or prime time, you know, on the prime time stage in front of, like, you know, hundreds of thousands, you know, millions of fans. I mean, really, it motivates you. You know, you feel like, wow, you know, we finally arrived as a team. And not having those prime time games or running out to an empty, you know, half empty stadium, it's almost like a stab in the heart. But at the same time, you know, fans are not going to pay money to watch a bad product. I know I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, unless I got the tickets at a great discount. I don't want to go see a losing team win, you know, every week. You know, I don't want to see, you know, guys miss tackles or interceptions thrown, even though I know they're out there trying. But people want to see, you know, winners. You know, people want to see electrifying plays and big hits. And, you know, super athletes, like guys like, you know, Tom Brady, you know, Mike Evans, you know, guys who ball out, you know, each week. So when I played, and like I said, especially my 2002 year, the year we went to the Super Bowl, it was electrifying. And I felt like at that time I finally arrived in the NFL, because my prior team, I played with the Cardinals. And I really don't think we had ever had one game sold out, except probably for one. 1998, you know, we had a playoff game or something like that, or going into the playoffs before that or something. We had to win a game to make the playoffs. But, yeah, it's just all about, you know, just being in the moment when you run out and you see all those fans, man. It plays big into, you know, leading up into the game.
A couple more things for you. One, I'm inventing an app, and I think you want to be involved. I think this. I want you to be my very first download of the new app that I'm inventing.
Okay, I got you. I will do that. Just tell me about the app.
All right, here's the app. When you go into a city that you're not familiar with, all you do is you download this app, and you put the restaurant name into the app, and it'll tell you how many locations they have.
Wow. Hey. That's something you can barely get a patent of that, because you just leaked out all, you know, you leaked out your idea to somebody. Right? You might have thousands of listeners like listening right now. So hope you have a patent on that.
Everything's in the works, but I thought I'd get a much better reaction from you, because Matt, no, let me tell you what happened.
Go ahead.
I'm going to tell Matt the story first. So we're in Phoenix, and we reach out to Mike. We're going to, you know, meet for dinner. I don't know. It would be like going to Tampa and you're saying, meet me at Torta Pizza. Right. I didn't know there was two locations.
Sure.
As it turns out, there's probably 19 locations. So Mike went to where I told him, and I went to a different one. And I'm like, Mike, where are you? I know you've got, you know, I know you're on your way. He's like, no, I'm already here. I'm like, what do you mean? So I think the app would be really... It's nowhere near each other. I think it would be an app that most people would want to get involved in, Mike.
You know, I think so, too. I think that's awesome. And obviously, like, when you came out here, I wasn't going to meet you. That was just obvious, you know what I'm saying, a mistake. But I think that'd be a great app, something that's not out yet. And I think it'd be very beneficial to a lot of people. You know, if you just, in your app, mark your location to where the restaurant is at, and then you just press, you know, wherever your location is, and it just takes you right there to that location. That'd be awesome, man. I mean, it's a great idea. So I'll definitely back it up if it's your first download. Just got to let me know, and I'll download it.
I think it would be cool. All right, so Matt asked me a question. He said, yeah. Should Michael Pittman be known as a football great or a softball star?
Well, I don't know. I know I'm not a football great. You know, I had a solid career, but you know, great guys like Emmitt, Walter Payton, Derek Dickerson, those are the great ones. Those are the GOATs, you know, greatest of all time. Softball and baseball, you already know that was like a love of mine playing baseball. But I don't know, man. I enjoy when we play softball. I enjoy when I played football. You know, whatever you guys want to label me, you know, I'll accept that. And I appreciate it. So thank you.
You know, there was a lot of teams. I know Michael Bolton would travel the country. I don't know about the world, but I know that he traveled the country. And he would pay his softball players to come play softball. And it was, let's just say it was enough money that you could live very nicely on what, right. You know, some of these softball players were making. So I think you definitely missed some of the calling because you could have pocketed quite a bit. Before I let you go, talk to us just for a minute. You have a few children, but you don't have one. You have two that, in my opinion, will make it into the NFL and follow your footsteps. Give us an update on what's going on and what it's like, you know, day in and day out, you know, seeing your two young sons, you know, grow up into men, kind of following your footsteps, and most likely will end in the NFL.
Well, thank you for that, Randy, first off, but it's the best feeling in the world, really. Seeing both my boys, you know, become the young men that they are, and go after, you know, the dream, you know, has been a dream of mine. You know, I've been there through, you know, those struggles because honestly, everything wasn't always easy, you know, for my boys. Michael Jr., who is about to go into the draft, you know, he had his share of struggles, you know, and Micah. And there are some times where people try to put, you know, Michael Jr. like in my shadow, which he never was in my shadow, even though he carries my name. They both work so hard. There have been times where things didn't work out their way on the football field, or Michael Jr. wasn't getting the playing time that, you know, he would have liked. And, he stayed with it. There were times where I had to motivate him to, keep the faith, you know, believe in your ability, and everything will work out. And he kept at it, and he showed up every single day. He showed up every single day, never complained, and all that hard work has finally paid off for Michael. And right now, I believe myself. And I'm not saying it because he's my child, but I do know football and I do know football players. I feel like Michael Jr. is the best all-around wide receiver in the draft. When it comes down to it, there is nothing Michael Jr. cannot do. You know, Michael Jr., you know, he can play on your special teams. He's Pac-12 special team player of the year. He could get you on a deep ball. He could high point you on a deep ball. He could block like a running back. He's 223 pounds. He's physical off the ball. There's so many things. He has great hands. You know, he doesn't drop the football. There's so many things that, you know, he brings to the table that other receivers might not bring. You know, other receivers, you know, they're known just for electrifying speed and great hands or something like that. But I feel like Michael Jr. has the whole entire package. And whatever team who picks up Michael, we'll get, you know, a all-around, you know, receiver. And he will come to work every single day, and he'll work his butt off, you know, for that team. He's a known leader. He was a captain of his team this past year. And he's just a great young man. I know a lot of people don't know Michael Jr. out there. You know a little bit of him, Randy, because we've been friends for a very long time. So you know of my son's history and things like that. And then obviously Michael, too, who's come to our shows in the past. But a lot of people don't know Michael Jr.'s personality. And, you know, he has a YouTube channel out there named Michael and Keanu if you want to see his personality. So what you see with his YouTube channels is him. You know, Michael Jr. being his goofy self and his fun self. But I love him. I love both my boys. I love all my kids. I have five kids total. And I love them all. They all make me proud. And I know I'm really speaking about Michael right now because he's heading to the draft. But I know you mentioned Michael also, who plays at Oregon. He'll be a sophomore. But I feel like he has all the traits, too, to go into the NFL someday. And obviously, I'm going to keep pushing him like I push Michael to be the best he could possibly be on and off the football field. But Michael is about to live out his dream. Some people have him going late first round, early second round. I hear, you know, top of the third or something like that. Regardless of where you go, you know, I know my son's going to get drafted. And to me, as his father, it's a blessing because, like I said, he's my kid. And I'm way more excited to see my son get drafted than when I was going through the process because you love your kids like, you know, there's, you know, you can't describe the love. And, you know, their dreams are your dreams. And, you know, when you know your kid is about to accomplish their dreams, there's like no words. All I have is butterflies. And I know I'm a 44-year-old grown man, but I still get butterflies when I see people I love succeed and they're living out the things, you know, they work so hard for. So I know I've been rambling for a very long time, but there's so much in my head that I want to say. But I love them. I love my boys, love all my kids, my girls, my wife, man. And life is good right now. And I can't wait to the draft. So, you know, wherever team he goes to, I'm going to go out. Well, I probably can't go out because when this coronavirus lockdown. But soon after, you know, rep that team, rep my son, and, you know, be the biggest fan of that team who selected my kid.
We'll have to figure out a way once he gets on a team. We'll do some, like, three-minute segment once a week with your son and to continue the legacy of Pittman and Harris on the radio. So before we let you
go, Mike, great.
Tell people, you know, since I really don't know much about the TikTok thing, how do they find you? Because they need to see your videos before you decide to call it a day.
No. Well, I mean, like I said, I'm new to TikTok. I just started this TikTok thing probably about 2 weeks ago. But my TikTok is very simple. It's my name. It's at Michael and then just K and last name Pittman with underscore at the end. So it's Mike at Michael K Pittman underscore, you know, on TikTok. So, you know, I'm new to TikTok. I know I'm not the best, but it's entertaining. A lot of people, you know, they think they're pretty funny. So when I have more time, I'm going to do some more. But if anybody like to watch out there and see Michael Pittman X Philly, you know, feel free to follow, and I will follow back.
Awesome. Great stuff. Mike, always love talking to you. Say hi to everyone. Say hi to the family. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
All right, man. Sure will. And I miss you, big dog. And you take care, and tell the whole family that I said hello also, okay?
I definitely will as well. Thank you. That is Michael Pittman. And, you know, I've talked about this before. I've been doing these radio shows, the player shows, and I know we're way over. We'll hit the break in a second. You know, for 30-some years. And I've always said, you know, it's sad that I can count on two hands after 30 years, you know, the relationships. And then the flip side is I don't need a lot of relationships. You only need one Michael Pittman relationship. You know, one Mike Allstott relationship. A couple of them are just so cool. It makes the past 30 years of a lot of the headaches and the heartaches and stuff that I have gone through and then you have since leached onto and gotten thin as well. So, all right, I know we're way over. Let's hit this break. When we come back, we're going to go from a Super Bowl champ to a World Series champ. Brad Penny coming up next. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. We'll be right back.
Wow. There were no defects. be found.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bill Romanowski, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. We are 6 feet away from each other.
We are. You know, we should always keep this distance.
I've always said that. I've always said you get way too close to me.
Have you seen those social media where like the virus only goes in straight lines? Like it's like there's a line next to it like a foot away, but there's like 6 feet in between the other.
Crazy stuff. All right, so we're going to continue having a good time. A lot of cool stuff still to talk about. It's probably been, I don't know, maybe ever. I'm not sure. Mr. Brad Penny, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
First and foremost, I was going to say it's been a long time. I'm not sure. When was the last time you were on the program?
I don't think that I have been.
I don't think so either.
Uh-oh. Welcome to the program.
You know, sometimes we just BS and have a good time, and before you think about it, you've never been on the show. So, first and foremost, thank you very much. I've only known you for, 20 years?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
We could talk a little baseball, but more importantly, I know your love now is MMA. Give me your thoughts, MMA, when it comes back. What are you looking forward to seeing?
That May 9th card, if it happens, I mean, it's pretty stacked. I don't remember a card being that stacked in a long time. if ever.
Which is basically...
I did want to see Khabib and Ferguson. That's the fight that I really want to see.
Well, it'll never happen. You know, we know that now. You know,
it looks like it.
It's been canceled so many times, and then it took a virus to cancel it again. But if we get through all this, I think sooner or later that fight has to happen.
Yeah, I think the winner of the Gaethje Ferguson fight will probably be in line. But like you said, who knows with the injuries, the way that fight's cursed, I don't know.
Do you like if this really does play out where it's going to be like Fantasy Island, only Fight Island that Dana's working on, and everybody's going to be on this island, and once a week there's going to be a fight card?
I mean, I like it as a fan, but as a fighter, I don't know how they feel about it. You know, a lot of people talk about the coronavirus and these fighters worried about the coronavirus, but they don't mind the injuries that they could potentially get. The same people that are griping about the virus don't. And not that it's not a big deal, you know, I don't know what you should do with it. I'm no doctor, but these guys are putting their life on the line every time they go in there, you know. So I think these guys are able to make their own decisions if they want to fight or not. And if they do, I'm happy just because I like watching it and I'm a fan of the sport.
You know, that along with this is how they make their living. And, you know, we may like it, we may not like it, but if this is how they're going to put food on their table, I mean – that's their job. What I don't understand, and you being an athlete, maybe you can help walk me through this. So the state of Florida just deemed the WWE as a essential company. So they're back to filming live, I guess, this week. How is it different? I mean, one's real, one's scripted, but they're still laying on top of each other, doing things on top of each other. What's the difference as an athlete? Tell me.
I would think that it's more political than anything else, because it's not different. And for them to do that, I mean, it's Florida, it's their decision. And I don't know, I think it's more of a political thing and one to get the economy going again. You know, I don't really have any answers, but if the WWE can do it, everybody else should be able to.
I called the Florida Athletic Commission a couple weeks ago when Dana was first talking about having the fight here in Florida, and I reached out to the commissioner, who I know, and we started to talk, and I should have known it all along because I talk about it all the time, but he said the WWE is entertainment. It's not a sport. We don't have any saying on what they can and can't do because it's not a sport.
Oh, wow. See, I didn't know that. I would have considered it a sport.
Yeah, well,
Are the wrestlers not considered athletes?
I believe they're considered entertainers. Well, you would know because your boy's Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, they're entertainers.
I mean, they are athletes, right. but they're listed as entertainers.
Sure.
Huh. Yeah, it makes sense, I guess. And I was not aware of that, but yeah, it makes sense.
Because they're entertainers, they don't fall under the sporting world, and so the athletic commissions have no say in it.
Right.
Which is crazy.
And you know, they're entertainers because no referee in real combat sport would ever be pushed down or shoved out of the ring.
Right.
Those guys are
untouchables.
Definitely. I should have even started, you know, with this, Brad, and I apologize. You know, how are you? How are the family? How's, you know, everything going being in quarantine?
It's fine. You know, we live on some acreage, so we're fortunate enough to have a good place to keep them entertained. You know, when the weather's cold, it's kind of miserable because you can't get the little kids outside, but it's not bad. You know, I think people keep complaining about this, and I'm like, man, if you guys would just stay home for 3 weeks, it would all be over with.
Right.
Nobody wants to stay home.
I literally have only left the house to come here to do the show on Wednesdays, and again, we're more than 6 feet apart, and to go to a grocery store to get food.
Right, and you have to do that, and that's understandable, but, you know, I got a lot of friends playing golf, and I don't want to say not taking it seriously, but essentially they're not taking it serious enough.
Sure.
I'm sure you are too, but we're ready for this to be over with.
Oh, yeah. No, you know, and kind of what's funny is hasn't really changed, and Matt, you know this, it hasn't necessarily changed my lifestyle. I've always stayed in the house. I don't leave unless I'm doing a radio show. But now when you can't do it, it's one thing me not wanting to leave. But now I can't leave. I want to leave. I want to go do something,
absolutely.
And I can't do it.
Absolutely. I'm the same way. And, you know, I'm lucky enough to, the lakes aren't closed, so I can just grab my boat and go bass fishing. And crappie fishing, and I'm fine. So at least I get that luxury to leave when I want, but nothing else.
Now, the flip side of that is, and, you know, my wife's a nurse. My daughter works at the hospital. They go to the hospital 2-3 times a week. Some hours are being cut back, but, you know, they're on the front lines along with many, 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 many others. So, you know, we can sit back, but a lot of others can't. I do want to ask you a question, a baseball question. So okay. I don't want to go into the whole Houston thing. You know, you and I have talked about it. We don't need to talk about that unless you really want to. But my question is, I was watching, I think it was the Four Letter Network, and I believe they were saying that if baseball doesn't come back this year, the manager and the general manager that both have been fired and suspended for a year, this would count as their year suspension. Is that true?
I would believe so, because I think the guys that played last year still get their service time. So, yeah, I would believe that would be true.
That's crazy.
And, wow. And you know what? It is crazy, but I also agree with it. Those guys have to make a living, too, and they cheated. You know, there's all different types of cheating, different levels. Yeah, they were up at the top end of it, but it goes along on every team. So when I see these teams like the Dodgers, I play for the Dodgers. When I see hitters complaining about people stealing signs, some of those hitters I know, and they're the same hitters that were stealing signs when I was on the team, just in a different way. So regardless of how you get the information, you know what's coming, right? If you simplify it, you know what's coming regardless of how you got that information. You know, Houston right. went above and beyond and probably knew a little more often than others. But, I mean, a year suspension, let's move on, right?
I mean, you know, I can take either side as well. You know, I've played baseball. My brother played at Alabama. And, you know, we've been around the game. And you're right. You know, what is different standing on second base stealing a signal or, you know, standing – I used to coach third base and I'd steal signals. Well, it's and stealing the
coaches
steal.
In the big league level. First base coaches, first baseman steal signs. The guy leading off first, you know, it's they all do it.
So what is before I let
stand you to watch these players? Oh, this is horrible. They still, I mean, you guys do it too. Maybe do a different degree, but you do it too.
Right. Right, because almost everybody has done, or they've been able to take advantage of the information, whether they've done it
yep.
or they were given the information, you know, to help them. Did you have something, Matt?
Yeah. So, Brad, we're talking to the right hand World Series champ, you know, Brad Penny. You know, my question for you, Brad, is you play for some legendary clubs, you know, the Tigers, the Cardinals, the Giants, the Dodgers.
Keep going.
The Marlins. You know, but the point is. Like which one do you think of yourself when you hang up your career? Like, is there one? Is it the 2 times you were the All-Star in 2006-2007? Was it the World Series championship with the Marlins? You know, like which team do you say I was that guy? That's my jersey and the name on the back.
I would say Florida, just because we won, and you know a lot of my friends that I still keep in touch with, even now that I'm retired, are former Marlins that I played with on that team.
There you go.
They gave me the opportunity. We won the championship together. It was just, you know, I would rather win a championship than anything. Starting an All-Star game was awesome, but getting that ring was way better.
Now, of course, you could have said the Florida Marlins because that's where you and I met, but that's okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
I do want to ask you this. What is the scaredest you've ever been in your life? What were you doing, you know, if you can talk about it, that you were like, I may die right now?
Well, man, there's one memory that kind of, you know, I'd have to think about that. I've never been in a position where I thought I was going to die, but one time I was hunting in Florida in the northern area, and these wildcats came out. They're pretty big, and I'm used to bobcats and stuff like that. And I was trying to get a picture of it on my phone. These two cats were fighting. One of them runs off, and they're big cats. I mean, it could have been panther. I don't know. I had a longer tail, so I don't know. But I whistled to get the cat from leaving. And when I did, it ran to my tree and got on the base of the tree. And I'm in a tree stand looking down. This thing's looking up at me, and I don't have a gun. I was just out bow hunting for hogs. And I thought, man, that's the one time I thought, dude, I really messed up. Because I thought that cat was coming up the tree.
Good stuff.
Never,
we are at the
it
top.
It never came up the tree, but it did scare me.
The reason I brought that up, and I only have 20 seconds, the scaredest I've ever been when I thought I was going to die is when I stood at home plate and you threw a curveball.
I do remember that.
It was scary. Brad, thank you very much. It's my fault that I've never asked you to come on. Hopefully we can do this again real soon, and give my regards to the family. That is Brad Penny. Good dude. We'll tell more stories when we return. Top of the hour. We'll be.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.